Beis and Beis, more on the at the bottom of the page after the last Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to be kosher a string in the harp, which is in the Mikdash and not in the Medina, but to make a new string to start with, to put it in the first time. I mean, that's if it tears on Shabbos, you're allowed to retie it to fix it. But you can't put one in the Chatzkila. That's also okay. Raminu, I'll ask you a stira. Nimas kinar shenifzika v'lohaya kosher. Nimas kinar shenifzika. If the string of the kinar tore, lohaya kosher elo einva. So the Brisa says that you cannot tie it. You're only allowed to make a bow. So I mean, that was referring to the mikdash. And it says you're only allowed to make a bow, not more. So more says Lakasha is ha rabbanon v'ha rabbeliezer. The machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa is told in the machlokes between rabbanon and rabbeliezer. What's that? The rabbeliezer d'omer machshirei mitzvah doichen as a Shabbos. So then kosher. So Rilezer Shita, we had him in Masechta Shabbos, that he holds it, and that if you have a mitzvah which is Docha Shabbos, like Mila, so then the Makshirim are also Docha Shabbos. So we hear the mitzvah bringing the Krovas Korban is Docha Shabbos, and the mitzvah Shir is part of the Korban. So the same way the mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, so the Machshire mitzvah, which is preparing for the mitzvah, which over here will be preparing the kinnor to play for the shear, and the korban is also Docha Shabbos, so therefore a kosher you're allowed to tie it. The Rabbanan that Machshire mitzvah are not Docha Shabbos, so then the loch is oinva, you're only allowed to make it into a bow, which is not considered a deraisa chilul Shabbos, it's only Rabbanan, and therefore tzarech. Ain't shusa mikdash and it's mutter. The Mor says, "I Reb Eliezer, I feel like chachila nami." If the Tana of our Mishnah is Reb Eliezer, so why are we only matter in a case where it tore on Shabbos to retie it? Lachar, even if the person has to put in the string lechatchila, a new string, would also be mutter. So the Tana of the Mishnah can't be Reb Eliezer. Elmore says, Elo Lokasha. So you're right, so we can't answer this theory between the Mishnah and the Braisa by saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Eliezer. But let's suggest the different Pshat in the Braisa, the theory between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Ha Reb Yehuda v'ha Rabbanan. Okay, so they're arguing in that Reb Yehuda holds that making a bow is considered an avmalach. We had the Bet Masechta Shabbos. He holds that making a bow is the same thing as making a knot. So the Braisa, which says Duan and Eva, is going like Rabbanan holds that Aniva is only Rabbanan, and a Kesher is the Raisa. So why should you do a Kesher, which is the Raisa, when you can do an Aniva, which is the Rabbanan? According to Behuda, both Aniva and Kesher, both making a bow, are not as the Raisa. So if you're being matir ready, you might as well be matir a kesher. And Mor says, well, so why? So then you have to explain the next step. So why are you being matir a deraisa? So you say you can't do, but what's it have to be matir a deraisa? And Mor says, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba the man, who's he going like? Aliba the Eliezer, Ka'amar, if he's going like Rabbi Eliezer, hold the Mashir Mitzvah Deichen, not just the mitzvah itself, but the makshir mitzvah are also the Shabbos. And that's why you're allowed to do a kesher or an aniva, because they're both equal, according to Behuda. Then you tell the kasha, if you look at chilonami. Elamites, according to the Rabbanon holds that makshir mitzvah are not the Shabbos, so then even aniva, nothing should be mutter. Kesher, neither kesher nor aniva should be mutter. According to Behuda, that aniva is the raisa. And you're going to Rabbanon, the whole Machshir Mitzvah are not Docha Shabbos, you can't do Kesher or Aniva, you can't do anything. Elo Lo Kasha, the Mor says, therefore we have to approach it from a different angle. is Horeb Shimon or Horebonon. Okay. It's Mechusin of Shimon Rabbanon mentioned in the Braisa. What's the Braisa? The Tanya. Ben Levi Shenifsaka Loi Nima Bekinur. Tanakama the Braisa says a case of Ben Levi, which his kinur, his harp, one of the strings tore. So Kershi is a lot of tight. So that's a Tanakama of the Braisa, is a lot of tight. That's a Tanakama of our Mishnah. Shimon Amr, but no, you're only allowed to do a Neva. Rishim ben Elozer Armor, Afi Eina Mashmas is a Ko. So doing a Neva doesn't work. And doing a Kesher doesn't really work. Neither of them really gives the correct sound. So what do we do? Ella, Mishal Shul Milamata, Vikarach Milamala, and Mishal Shul Milamala, Vikarach Milamata. I would like to tell you, I know exactly what you're supposed to do. It's not like you wrap it around and tie it, and
it must be extra down there on one side.
So you wrap it around, so you make it, you use an extra, it's not like you put a new, either the original thread, but it's not like you put a new thread in and you make it longer, and you wrap it around in a way that it tucks under. And then you have a regular taut string as opposed to a string with a knot in the middle, which that's not a good idea. So you either do the bottom or on the top. Okay, so now, how do you understand? So we found the Braisa, which will definitely answer our theory of the Mishnah and the Braisa. This Braisa presents the two opinions. The Tanakhama, the Braisa says you're allowed to be kosher, which is our Mishnah. Shimon says you're only allowed to be oinavit, which is the Braisa. So we've found who are the opinions, but the logic behind it, we have to be mazber, but what's the logic behind it? So Rashi says that the Tanakhama, the Braisa, has to hold like your Bliezer, the Machshir Mitzvah, our Doich and Shabbos, otherwise why are you allowed to be kosher? That's an Av Malacha. So, but then you have to ask, then why the chavchila not? So Teretz says that this Tanakhama of this Braisa, this Rabbonim, does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer totally. Eliezer holds that Machshir Mitzvah, Adech and Shabbos, even something which is Efshar L'Asos Erev Shabbos, even something which you could have done before Shabbos, you'll have to wait till Shabbos and do it on Shabbos. The same way Meal is Adech and Shabbos, Machshir Mitzvah also Adech and Shabbos. And the Rebbe Lesser says, so if you want to wait till Shabbos to finish sharpening the knife, it's to sharpen the knife on Shabbos, even though that's considered the malacha of makom patish, whatever it is. The Tanakhama of this Braisa disagrees and says, no, that makshirim, which could have been done before Shabbos, are not included in the mitzvah. So in a case where the string tears on Shabbos and you have no eitzes, so then you're kosher it. So that is... But a case where we're putting in a new string, like Rashi explained to the Mishnah, with something which you could have done before Shabbos, to make your, like, setting up your harp. So what are you waiting till Shabbos to set up your harp for? So that's not the Shabbos.
And this that the view doesn't come up in Rivelez and Demila?
Not Rivelezer and the Rabbanon in the Mishnah.
No, I'm saying back in Shabbos.
The more it does bring, right, correct.
But it's not.
It doesn't happen. It's not attributed with a name. I remember who it is.
But they don't bring it here.
Right. So that's so much. The more it does, a lot of times, the more when it brings, it tries to fit in positions which are established to Noyim. So we know there's a Bliyaz, we know there's a Bona, and the more it's neither of those. So really we're presenting as a third cheetah, it's somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. So the more one says, oh, on that cheetah was somewhere in the middle, give us a somebody who says it. Somewhere says, I have somebody who says it. I have the Tanakhama of this Bryce who says it. It's the not attributed. The boys say Mahobah Rabbanah. So we're both going like the Rabbanon of this Braisa, which the Rabbanon of this Braisa hold. In both the Mishnah and the Braisa over here are going like the Rabbanon of this the second Braisa, which hold Machshirim, which are Eif Shel Asosim Erev Shabbos Adochet. Okay. So what's the Volokash? Kan Be'emsa Kan Minatzat. Depends where it tore. So if it tore on the side, is Aniba is an option. If it tears in the middle, you can't make a bow in the middle. That's not going to work. So on the side, if you have an option of Aniva, you'd be mechuyev to do Aniva. Because again, machshirim which are not necessary are not doicha. Whereas in the middle, Aniva is not an option, and therefore you have to do kshira. So both are be'emsa. So if they're both be'emsa, so really kshira should be done. And why does the Braisa say? The Braisa says lo hayikosha lo einvo. That'll be a Rishimen of the Braisa, which has Oinva. The Rishimen of the Braisa and the Braisa would say before Oinva, both are Rishimen. But Rishimen's issue isn't that he argues intrinsically the Machshirim are not Teichim, but he makes a Gzeira. Do you make a Gzeira, Machshirim, which are Efshir, Lasosim, Erev Shabbos? Machshirim which are not Efshir, Lasosim, Erev Shabbos should be also Gzeira, you might allow yourself to do machshirim which are after l'asosim erev Shabbos. Some which you couldn't have done beforehand should be also if you have another option how to do it, and do it b'aniv, which is the rabbanon. Because if you're going to allow him to do a deraisa, he might then do a deraisa on something which he could have done, and since he could have, he should have, and he can't do on Shabbos, but he didn't do it before Shabbos, and he'll do it on Shabbos. Right, so there would be a good example. So there a person might say, well, you know, I can do that too. Well, why'd you wait till now to do that? You should have done that Erev Shabbos. Right? So he's gonna come and make it. So Shimon's going to make a gzeira and says, no, you can't do any machshirim at all done at the Raisa level. So this way he won't come to do something improper. So Grashi, Kupay Simon Beis, put the Reliezer Rabbanan Gabi Mila. Because the Reliezer Rabbanan is a Masechta Shabbos regards to Mila. That's the name of the parakah. Reliezer the Mila. She Reliezer Matur Lacht of Eitzim. Reliezer allows you to chop the wood. Lasses Bechamim and make the charcoal. B'Shabbos Lasses Izmol Lomapay, and that would then you're allowed to use that to make the fire, and the fire will allow you to then bang out the knife and make the knife to do the Bris Mila. See, he takes you back. Three steps, you know, you're chopping the wood, making the charcoal, then you're making then you're preparing the knife to do mila. So those obviously could have been done before Shabbos. Karmas Hibra Habi Mitzah Hadarchas Shabbos Bashir Habi Makshirin Dido. So Shir is part of the Makshirim of the Korban. Where it says if it's Eliezer, Filchat Chilonami. He allows you to make bechamim, so putting a thread into the harp sounds more direct than that. So Morris says, okay, you're right. So that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is between the Braisa and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rabbi Yehuda the Omar Aniva Av Malachim in Masechta Shabbos. He holds that making a bow is also an av malacha. So in chiluk ben aniva l'kshira, there's no difference between aniva and kshira. Whereas the chachamim hold that aniva is only the rabbanon. So the Braisa says aniva is only the rabbanon. Do aniva. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no difference. Tina Niva and Kshira, they're both their eyes. So Simeila, we say Duk Shira. Now why Duk Shira? The Maisa to the Raisa. But Kosher, he allowed to be Kosher to Ksaber Machshira Mitzvah Doichin. He holds like Rabbi Yezer that Machshira Mitzvah Doichin. But at Hanya Oyin was Rabbi Rabbanan the army Lav Molochihi became the Efshar Baniva Lo Mechal Linon Shabbos. Since you have an option of not doing a Moloch at all, so it's only Rabbanan, so that we don't have a head to do Mechal Shabbos. Verse is fine. So you tell me the title of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. He's going like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're still stuck with the problem. Why the Chathil is it us? Rabbi Yehuda, the Makimin of the Masti said Ali Bey. Because Av Malach, he Ali Bey. And we're going to Kersha is an Av Malach. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ali Bey the man, who is he going like? Which Tana? Is he going like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabban? Ali Bey the Rabbi Yehuda, Kamer. Kamer, come on, Sir Lebe Makshirin. Who does he hold like when it comes to Makshirin? So, according to your thought process, Al Korcha called Rabbi Eliezer Sirele. We keep in the Rabbi Eliezer Sirele, and my Habi the Chatkila Osir. So, why the Osir? So, Moore says, so therefore, Machloik is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon. Elo Hor Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon Rabbanon. Masis and Rabbanon, the Pligal Eid Rabbi Shimon. Vamri Kosher. Tanaka with the this brisa says you're kosher. That's the Tana of our Mishnah. Now, but what's the logic behind that? The Sira look Rabbi Eliezer b'chada the Mashir mitzvah deichah. The Halak Rabbi Eliezer that Mashir mitzvah deichah. But Kegon sheyavshar la'asoyis mi'esim. Only when it was impossible to have been done beforehand. It tore on Shabbos. They argued Rabbi Eliezer, Bishop Efshar last Yisimibayim, when it could have been done before Shabbos, that it's also. Hilcha Betchila is also, put in the ones which you could have done before Shabbos is also. Okay. So Rashi, now Rashi says, so why didn't you say that in Rabbi Yehuda? More than the step before said it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, the Kasha was the Chachila also. So the first time of the more, the title of Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, we know, holds even after Lasos and Rabbi Shabbos, you allowed to do it on Shabbos. But the step we said is Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe said Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi Eliezer, but not totally. Why the more answer that? Mikara ki have a makinah that like Rabbi Yehuda. My time are lo shenin and hachi. Why don't we say that answer? Mishum lo shemin and behedya this lay high sort of. We're not aware that Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a sort of. The mythic bein efshar lishi efshar to be mechalatin efshar and the efshar. Chalkavloi ashka tana damar hachi behedya yiborlon stam of the masis and money. Till we have a tana which explicitly is saying that, we have a right to ask. So who is the tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon says that. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says. Whether you would make a bow or not, it won't make the proper sound. Being kosher is an av malacha. So hadifa shetashmiya as a kol, we should make the right sounds. So what's the etzah for that? Tevlanu l'chalos haShabbos b'shalshuloi, even though doing this process of b'mashalshul is like tikkun kli, and that's also the raisa. But that's better to do that than to do kshir was also the raisa. You end up with an ineffective fix. L'kai mashmas kol shir shalavim. We'll get the proper sound. I mean l'chalos haShabbos b'kshir shu'am malacha b'lo nekai b'shu mitzvah. The motzi, mashmas ko. Where, in other words, I'm willing to be matter the raisa if I end up with a positive result. So being kosher, I end up mechal Shabbos, and I end up with an ineffective result. Being mashalshul, it's being misakin the kli, that's the raisa, but I end up with a positive result. So I agree with you, the same way you're matter the raisa, I'm also matter the raisa. But the raisa I'm going to matter is mashalshul. What's that? Mashal shem lamata karech milamalu. Shereyesh yisaydos milamalu ulamata. Shereyesh anim and kruchin behen. There are little nails which stick up, pegs which stick up, which the threads are wrapped around. You turn the peg, and the string stretch, it becomes longer. Arpa, like they'd make with the instrument called an arpa, the marach achegia liyosid shulamal. The string is long enough, you can wrap it around this upper peg. I would love to tell you, I understand exactly this picture, what Rashi is explaining. So I'm not sure Rashi means that in the case of a tor, there's enough of the string there to like keep unwrapping and replace the part which tore. It means that you put a new Tanar Mishnah says you can't put a new string. He doesn't say they might bring a new string. It sounds like you have the string there. So Rashi's saying like you keep unwrapping on top or on the bottom, and eventually you'll replace. It'll fix. What would be the case if that wasn't sufficient? Possibly he would say you put a new one in. You turn around and around until it extends properly. You have the right thread there. Mashmas Kerlin makes a proper sound. Now, so that is Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbanan even in the Mishrei Kshir, they hold Kshir is better. Why? This is also an Amalach. The Masakin Kli Kilchos. It's a proper. You're fixing it properly. So why would they prefer Kshira over Shimon Elazar's idea, which does end up with a better sound? Because there's a Gzeira. Because this would be a form of Lechatkila. So Machlev Osi Nami Lahato Niman Bikira Chodesh Lechatkila Hilch Kshira Difa. Seeing this person extending this string would be the equivalent of putting in a new thread, so they're going to put a new thread in a new kinner. That's definitely not a heter. So Kshira will not create that mistake. The Mashirin, Shiyashim Ibadyoim Doichin. They hold it, if you could not do it before Shabbos, it is Doichin. So, V'odiktoni Mastis and Kaisha, Kashinipsukab M. Soyuz, it tore in the middle. Shemole Oindwa Lord Tishmakal, if you make a bow in the middle, it's not going to work. So you have to do a knot. So you have no Eitza, even Mashir Mamut. V'odiktoni Aindva, the Bryce which says you just do a Neva, because you have to go, it tore in this at the end. Shein Shir Hashem Chizuk Kolkach, Vasagali Ben Neva, over there a bow would work. You boys say, so they're both in the middle. So then, Hor Shimon or Hor Rabbanan. So the Tanakama is the Rabbanan. The Tan of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, the Tan of the Bryce is the Shimon. But Bryce is telling Lahaya Kosra, that was the Shimon says Lahaya Kosra is Minaraisa Shori. He agrees that Minaraisa is mutter to make a knot. Shall the Shimon Hashir and the Mitzvah Doichet, Hechadul Yafshir, the Humi Asmul. That it is Doichet Mikir Adin, but why, so then why only do a Neva? Bishum Gezeira, who the Gozer, Amsa Otuminatzad. If he allow you to do a knot in the middle, he'll do a knot on the side. Now on the side, there's no need to do a knot, and that's not mutter. He agrees. In the case of there's no gzeira, it'll be doich. It'll you'll do the derais. Okay.
it's not going to sound like anything. If you stretch the string out, you could get the sound back out normal.
Now you're talking music. I have no idea.
But they mention it, though, that it would sound good.
That's what Shimon Lazar says. I can't disagree. I mean, suppose that the sound would be sufficient, but I don't know. It's probably not perfect, but it's enough for the Chazal said that we're not going to be matter more. But I have no idea. You have to ask the musician over here. I don't know what would a guitar string which is tied sound like.
I don't know. I mean, the nylon string, maybe. Yeah, I think because when you're plucking at it, it's easier to pop the holes, the ties in the middle. Probably better to tie it on the corner. I can see where you're tying it to the corner of the harp where you're still getting pushing resistance. But the area where you're plucking, that's going to be the hardest to break through.
I hear.
Yeah, okay. If I'm like Reverend Sidney, I'm talking about just less connoisseurs of music. I'm sharing these more. You know?
Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah, Chayitkin, Yabelis, Vimikdash, Abolab, Medina. So if a Kayan has a mum, so he can't do the Avodah, there's a certain mum in our mum which can be removed. So Yabelis was a type of a.
Wart?
What?
Is it a wart?
It's some type of a wart. Okay. So the same thing on the animal. If the animal has a mum, a certain mum which can be removed, then would make the carbon kosher. Okay. So the Mishnah says if there's a yabelis on the animal, you can cut it off and make the animal kosher for a korban. So you can do that by hands. If you can pull off by hand, that's mutter. It's only drabbanon. Chazal weren't garza shus b'mikdash. Avlo b'medina, but to do it b'medina, it's oster. V'im b'kli, kan v'kan oster. To do it with a kli, so that's doing it in the normal derech, and that's a form of cutting something off of the animal, and that's going to be an oster, and that's also even in the mikdash. The grasha yabelis is varvu, type of a wart, boom, boom, latamit. It's a mum for the Karmel Talmud, Shadech is a Shabbos, which is Dech Shabbos. Can you see? A Charutz or Yabelis. So the Pasuk says that one of the mumim is a Yabelis. Parsha Zemur. Yabelis. So now the Rashi is going to do like this, that the Yabelis of the Pasuk and the Yabelis of the Mishnah, which sound obviously like they're the same thing, they're not really. One is describing the descriptive name of the animal, and one is the name of the mum itself. So Rashi, Yabelis the Kroa, Karina Yabelis, and he says She'ena Shem Dover, Elakamachigeris, which is. It's a description that the animal is lame. It's not describing what the mum is. It has a broken whatever. Dumid the shaver. The same with the pasuk uses the word shaver, which it means it's broken. But look, see, shaver doesn't say the broken bone. It describes that the state of the animal. It's an animal is shaver. Viveris nami loiksiv ivorin. Ivorin is blindness. Iveris is one who is blind. So yabelis in the pasuk means an animal which has a mum of a yabelis in it, or a mum of yibol in it, whatever the name of the pasuk is. Yabelis the masisin who shame davar shalamum. Here we're not describing the animal; we're telling you what the name of the mum is yabelis. The same way Harutz or those are descriptive names of the state of the animal as opposed to the actual mum itself. Okay, chayz when you're belis biyakim, you can take it off by hands. V'mekli kan mekanazos. Avol ki avol gav the ki avin nami biyad misakenhu. It's doing a tikkun. It's a positive act. Avli chaytich mebelis chayim. It's cutting something off of the animal. So I'll be told of the geuses as a tzemrus. It's a told of geuses. Even the klacher yad ka'ovin, he's doing it in a way which is not normal. Shane came derech lechotko. You don't do it by hand, ela basakin, but you do it with a knife. Say kanela shus. So it ends up only being osim rabbanon. So since it's only osim rabbanon, it's mutar b'mikdash. V'mekli kamekan osim, but if he does it with the kli, it'll be osim the mikdash also. But if he does it in a normal fashion, so it's goizes in a normal fashion, that's a deraisa, so that's not mutter even in the mikdash. There's a bir halacha about this. I'll have to tell you, I remember the details of it. I don't remember exactly how he answers it. He raises the question that when a person does geizes, your purpose is you want to use the wool. So it's a halacha tzricha legufa. You're doing the act of ziza to take the item to yourself. That's a halacha tzricha legufa. Person over here is removing the mum, he has no use for the mum. So it's a melacha shen tzricha l'gufa. So it should only be a drabona. So why are we calling it an av-melacha? So he gets involved in is the, which that's relevant to the discussion. He's dealing with the issue of is cutting fingernails. Is cutting fingernails considered an av-melacha? It's gziza. You're cutting something off which grows on the person or the animal. The issue whether being the person, but you don't need the item which is being removed. Is that called a malacha the rice or not? Is that only called malacha the tzricha l'gufa? It's because we shown him. That's called a malacha the rice or not? Is the definition of the malacha of gziza is taking an item for yourself. The malacha is doing an act to take something off of the balchai. To do a tikkun in the Baal Chai. So I need to do this maisa to be misak in the Baal Chai. So that's also. So how do you define the definition of the malach of geizes? Nafkamina is if cutting fingernails is only drabonon. So then Amir Lakum is a shus to shus a malka mitzvah. The woman forgot to cut her fingernails. She has to go to mikra Friday night. She can do a Mir La'akum to have a tell a non-Jewish woman to cut her fingernails for her. On the other hand, if it's the Raisa, so then there's no heter Mir La'akum on the Raisa. That's what the Shach and the Taz, Halacha L'maisa, what to do in that situation. The Shach says she can't cut her fingernails, and the Taz holds that she could. The Mechalik doesn't help us neither. So that's the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Simen Shin Mem. So part of the conversation is this mission of Chaykhun Yabalas of Mikdash, but I don't remember all the details. What's the rye is. Okay. Ramino, I'll ask you a question. We had a Braisa in Mesechta Sochim, maybe it's even a Mishnah. Herkevoi, carrying the carbon Pesach from Rishus a Rabbi, bringing it from outside of the tchum, v'chatichas yabaltoi, are cutting off a mum to make the animal roy for a korban. Ain doichen, those are not doichen Shabbos. In case for erev Pesach, fell out on Shabbos, and you're being mocked at the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, which you do. But the steps beforehand, machshirim, are not doichel. That you should have done beforehand. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Radochit. So Rabbi Eliezer obviously says, because he's Machshir Radochit, so Machshir Mitzah, the Korban Pesach is Dechah Shabbos. So bringing the Korban Pesach in a way which is the Raisa, and also Dechah Shabbos. But the Tanakhama of the Braisa says Chetichus Yibalta is not Mutter, and Amisha says Chetichus Yibalta is Mutter. So more answers. Assuming that the Tana Ramisha is like the Stam Tana over there, the Tana Kama, we have a steer between our Mishnah and that Bryce. So more answers that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina give different answers. Chad Omer, one of them answers the question. I'll answer the steer between our Mishnah and that Mishnah over there. Both talking about a case of a wart which is still not dead yet. So you're cutting off a living thing from the, if you'd cut it off. The our Mishnah says it's mutter means biyad. The Mishnah Rebbe says it also means cutting it off with the kli. Ben Chanami biyad is mutter. The Chalom Rehobahob biyad will answer both are talking about biyad. That it's only usher at the right level if it's a lacha. If it's Yevesha, it's already going to fall off by itself eventually. It's dead. So that's not mutter. That's the Bryce over there. Lach is not mutter. And our Mishnah would say that mutter means Yevesha. And even so, it's only mutter, Yevesha, biyad, and not bekli. And that's our Mishnah. Okay. So the Morris is going to ask the question that why didn't each one give the answer of the other one? Well, the man damer habiyad v'habakli. The one who says the difference between the two Mishnahs is biyad v'habakli. My time leomer habalacha habiyavesha. Why didn't he give the answer of lach and yavesha? Said that our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha, and that Mishnah is talking about Lach. So he says, he holds. Yevesha is even Mutter Bekli, so our Mishnah cannot be talking about Yevesha, because even Bekli would be Mutter. So to say that Mishnah is talking about Lach, and it's also, our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha, and it's Mutter, if it's Yevesha and Mutter, the Mishnah is Bekli is also, why? Even Kli is Mutter. My time is a wise clean mutter. Ifruche, ifrucha. Because since it's already Yevesha, it crumbles off. Basically, it's going to come off by itself. It's going to crumble off, so it's not really an act of chaticha of cutting it off. So that's why he cannot learn up the Mishnah. It's talking about the case of Yevesha. So both Mishnahs are talking about lacha, and the Amish one says it's mutter, talking about biyad. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it's talking about Bekli. That's his answer. L'man damar ha b'lacha v'ha b'yavesha my time l'amar ha b'yad v'ha b'kli. So why didn't he answer that our Mishnah says as much as is b'yad. The Mishnah says it's also talking about Bekli. So I'm going to call Bekli Habatanani and Bekli Kamakan Osir. So what's the chiddush of that Mishnah? It already says in our Mishnah you can't do Bekli. So what's the chiddush of that Mishnah? So the point of that Mishnah is to tell me that Bekli is Osir. We know that already from our Mishnah. Okay. Gemara answers of Idach. So the other Amora, which did say the Pshat LeMishnah Toma Kesef B'Kli. The question is, what's the reason why? Tell them over there. We already know from our Mishnah. Hodak Tani Hossam. The reason why it said over there B'Kli is Oster. Mishum the Kabor. If Luge Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan. It's all part of the general machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer over there argues and says that you may allow it to be doicha. So we want to include the Chum to say that Chatichas Yebelis Bekli is Osir, and Rabbi Eliezer is a matter Chatichas Yebelis Bekli. So that we need to mention it in the Tanakhama, not for the Chiddush of the Tanakhama that it's Osir, but the Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer that it's Mutter. So that's a good taina. I love to find a good spot to stop. So Zumer der Keva Rebo, so I mean Kus Tzum Ketani. No, that when it says over there Chatichas Yebelis, it's not referring to Chatichas Yebelis Bekli. How do I know? Because the two other cases in the Mishnah are all the Rabbanans. Bringing the animal beyond the Tchumas of the Rabbanan, carrying an animal which can walk, I know says Atzma is only the Rabbanan. So they say the case of Chatichas Yebelis is referring to a deraisa. Doesn't make sense. So it's not Bekli. The Rabbanan. The Idoch. So the other Amar, which learned that Tomah case of Chatichas Yebelis is Bekli. So that doesn't fit. Answers are Kevoi. Carrying is the Lord Krim Lawson, the town of that price, old Dalai Krim Lawson, Dummer Chayner says Atzma is Potter, Chayner says Atzma, the town of that price, the Chay is not Nur says Atzma, and it is the rice. And Habasa, we chus at Chum, is Kirby Kiva, Dummer Chum, the rice. Okay. So that's his suggestion of how to learn up the price, so that should be consistent with his Pshat. That we're talking about Chatichas Yebelis Bekli, which is the rice.